It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs. Flu season is almost upon us, and for most people, that means it's time to get a shot. But for a group of computer scientists, it means it's time to start making predictions. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez reports.
Many flu forecasts are created using assumptions about how the flu spreads. Those assumptions are developed by humans. The Delphi Research Group at Carnegie Mellon University does it a little differently, basically by feeding raw data into a computer.
Instead of creating a simulation in the computer of how people infect each other, you just give the computer example of the epidemic trajectory in the past and ask it to generalize to what the epidemic might be this year.
That's Roni Rosenfeld, who leads the group, which provides the Center for Disease Control with a weekly flu forecast.
On what week will the epidemic actually take off? They would like to know on what week in the year the epidemic would reach its peak. They would like to know when it reaches its peak, how high will that peak be?
For the last three flu seasons, their weekly regional forecasts have most closely matched actual disease trajectories. In the future, Rosenfeld says he wants to narrow the forecast to provide daily, local predictions. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Joaquin Gonzalez.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.